Tamam Tamina. So we were talking about over here the shear at which something still has a bit of truma after you used it up. But there's also nageya, also nageya bababasa, in terms of mafira. So what's the difference somebody's selling? So you sell a container. How much do you have to hold the container upside down? So tamam tamina har kinah, you'd say, hareisha mocher. But if you took, so there are two lockers, you need the same three drops that we had over here.
So you can't use the container with
someone? No, if you're selling the contents of, you have to wait for three drops. Just like it is over here. Afterwards, your kinah, if you turned it to its side, which we said over here, if you turn it to its side and you let the water gather, then it does everything in truma. So your kinah mitzeis, and then it belongs to the mocher. Because once you already did the three, that's already doing what he needs to do for the buyer. But the problem is, let's put in the words, so here's the next one. And here you're saying this, here you're saying that if he was marking it on mitzvah, but then it becomes truma because it shows that he's still marking on it, so then why over there shouldn't he have to give it to the buyer? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, leitkan shel mocher, also okay, I have changed the gear, so you should say it belongs to the lokia, because that way it matches what it says by truma. Otherwise it will be a kasha from the mission. Get back, walk up on Rafi. I'm ready to come out there. Yushum Yiush. What's the connection of the two? Over there, the din has to do with Yiush. Now, the person who bought something is not going to be mocked at. He's already in the eyes. We're going to sit here, wait for another 20 minutes to get another deep up. So, okay, so at that point, he's basically mocked you. He's not in the Mela, goes to the Mocha. But when it comes over here, the question is it truma or is it not truma? Is it not truma? Well, why don't we say that for Kodesh came? Why shouldn't we say that the din should also be by Kodesh, that Shlosha Tipin should be sufficient? Apparently, however, it isn't. Also, they will be Shem Rav Yochanan and Vat for Kodesh came. It is. It is that way. It's not limited to truma. Om Revoshe lo shanu v'kotshim sheishna matirin, av v'kotshim sheinle matirin, apilu koshu tzorach l'arzir. That's that. We're talking about things that have a matir, let's say they come into the mincha. It's matir the shirayim. So over there, it's matir, and the only question is, does it become noter? They say, no, really, it's not koshim enough to become noter. But if it doesn't have a matir of the cloth, then it remains koshim, that where koshim is back in the first place, there, that would be author, and it's just like any other kodesh. So that's how we got confused. Kodesh in the matir, and if you go from Shorah to Harfir, still, you would have to now be master it, because to put it into the container, otherwise it's going to be a mincha chasera, and if it's chasera, it's a chasera. The comment is chasera. So we had actually this kasha, this abaya. Rabbi Bon Bar Kia boy, Hadin look shemen shom mitzvah. Tzarech la'achzor and tzarech la'achzor. How about the look shemen shom mitzvah? Over there you need to do hazayon and mizveyach. So the question over there is, do you need to make certain that you have to be mazir any oil in it or not? Why do we say that since the rest of the oil is meant to be eaten, so we don't care to be mazir to fill it up again or not? So the question over here is, when something is korav l'mizbeach, do we need to refill when you show me again? What happened? Do you still keep thinking we're at 9:30?
You're at 8:15.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that for you?
Okay, 8:15.
Right, okay.
Alright, sorry.
I'm in England
already. Right. I'm sorry, it's 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Hmm?
On the Shabbat, 6 o'clock this year, morning.
Tomorrow too.
Is there any technique that we're asking about that requires something on the Mizbeach? Do we say that anything that's left in the original Kli is ma'akev and it's considered to be a cluster? And he has to make sure that he gets out of it throughout his mouth or into a mincha or not? If you're going to tell me that, yes, he has to, is that a lechatchila? How about if it was low here there? Is he considered to be over Mishum Tisaron? Is it as if now he's bringing a mincha tefillah? In Temar Eno Tzarech L'Hasir, the Hirzer, how about the other way? How about if he wasn't really supposed to necessarily make tefillah, and then he does? So is it now Yitaron? Is it now that he's bringing things on the Mizbeach that don't belong there?
Is the shear chaser, or...
That's what we're asking. Or, no. I have the shear, but you know, that's part of the shear, but some of it gets stuck in the air. I mean, Rav Chanina didn't say over any of this. He went in a completely different approach. He let it with us. He says, oh, Amar of the Oshia, Roshan Rala B'Krachim Shiei Shlehem Matirim. Aber B'Krachim She'en Matirim, Apilu Kol Shem Torek L'Arabir. He says, the first part it says, then, what about the case of the Lukshaman? Hadein Lukshaman Shamasora, Lok Kachim, Shiyesh Lehem Matirim. So about that part, he said, and not like our Lushan, he said that the Mitzvara is certainly something that is not going to be put on the Mizbeach at this point. It's something that is going to be eaten, in which case we should look at it as if it itself has material, because otherwise how is it eaten? So certainly, shouldn't it be like retribution material? The tema, Tzorech L'Achzir, and the din is that by Luke Shemin Shomitzera, even though it's Mutar B'Achil, and therefore should be similar to Yeshua Matirin, the din is that you're supposed to have it filled, even if it was missing only a tiny bit. But you claim that Kachin Sheshalam Matirin, you don't require to put it back. Now how do you explain that contradiction? That's how he had the gear.
So the Luke Shemin Shomitzera,
what's it? You use it to sprinkle on the Mizbeach, then you eat the rest of it, so he eats the rest of it. So it's a like a Dabar Sheshalam Matirin, but that look is supposed to be Mamalia. So have on a Sarah Takir, the Logis is here, over Mishum Chisaron. You see that by Luk Shemesh from Mitzvara, since it needed to be Mukhazar, if you don't, you would be over Mishum Chisaron. Tell me, Rabbi Chalat, but then show, Kibera Shebisha Batruma, Magila, Bachamim, Shalosh Pamim, the Daya. If you use Truma in something, all you require is to be Magilit, and even though we're talking about over here, this is the basis of all of the Heterim, this Yerushalmi. The basis of all of the Heterim for using on Pesach after doing Hagolah three times on Paris. As we see here, it's referring to Gederesh or Paris. Nonetheless, it says if you do Hagolah three times, then you're allowed to use it. So apparently, even though it says that in a Yotzi they do your Lo Olam, that means not Mamish Lo Olam. When it comes to Truma, we would be mocked, that would be enough. Amar Rabbi Bava, in lemeidim imena le'inyin neveilah, don't learn from that you could rely on being machshir cheres when it comes to Easter, meaning that somebody had used it to cook neveilah in, that we wouldn't say. Well, truma, what's going on over here? I mean, what are you telling me? Truma is less than neveilah, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Kashaita Kamei Rabbi Bo, or it should be just the opposite. Truma is the other Nisa, and the Vela is only a Lotasa. And nonetheless, Atomar Hawking, you're telling me there will be more Machna on the Vela. Omar Lo, Kimad, the Omar, the Elehim, Kibu Elehim et Amas. We're talking about over here that if you hold the Truma, the Zmana says, only the Rabbana. So they would make you Lagabi the Rabbanim to be Magyo Shalashpa. I mean, by changing the veil is the Arisa. That's what I was talking about. Rabbi Yossi Bar Shunem Boy Kamei Rabbi Mon.
Yeah, of course.
There's a lot of tons of discussion on this thing.
But everyone seems to do it?
No, it's not done. The question where you can use this cool. To try to use it in cool, where the only issue would be Drabbanim, and only was there a nice time of God, it was thoughtful, and so on, and this, and that, and move, and it's not from the end. Rabbi Yossi Bar Shunem Boy Kamei Rabbi Mon. Tamina, in here, Kino, Mitzvei Karezu Truma, he asked Rabbi Mon. We learned over here that if you put the kli on its side and you waited for all the oil together, but then it becomes truma. Now, certainly that's true about any kli ferret, that since it's a low yotri, you'll be all, and it's constantly dripping in a sense. In other words, you'll always get a little bit of it that's going to get in your tasha. So how can you say that here? It's by the same token as something that gathers together, Leakra's mind is considered to be truma, here too it should be considered truma. On my way, there's no comparison. I said you should use it, you should be magilit. So over here, through the heat of the hagola, only a little tiny bit that is in kosher remains inside, and that the chachomim weren't mocked on. Shimarim shel truma. Have you shown Rashi? You say that you put now water on the shmorim of the yayin. This is like the badatzas on the leaves of the wine. So they put leaves, the leftover of the, on the bottom of the, after you drain off all of the wine, there's the byproduct of the grape, where you can put water on it. You leave the water on it, the water absorbs the taste of wine. Then you add some spirit, as they call it, to turn into alcoholic, and then they market it as wine. This was the standard wine in Israel for many years. So the first time you put water on it and let it sit there, and the second time after that you put water on it, it's also because it still has the time of truma in it. But the shlishi, the third time that you put it on the water and let it absorb, then it's mutter. Then it's already very weak. Time of truma we're talking about. But med devarim amurim b'shin natan l'tochan mayim. Avelo natan l'tochan mayim. Afiyush b'shi asur. Let's say that you've used other liquids, not water. You put spirit or something directly on them. Then that draws out more of the taste, and even the time of shishi would be asur. Shmorim shom ha'aser sheni. Nishon asur. V'sheni mutar. Here the question of is not whether it's osur or mutter, but whether it can be drunk outside of Yerushalayim. So if it's ma'aser sheni, the first water that you put on it that absorbs taste, you can't drink it outside of Yerushalayim. By ma'aser sheni, they were makel over here, because it's not really isur, so they were makel, but it's not the end that you have to drink it. No, ma'aser sheni isn't osur to eat. It's a question where you have a chiyuv to take it to Yerushalayim. It's such a weak town. There's no the end. There's nothing here. Where is the palm of the thing? You have to take Yerushalayim. You need to take Yerushalayim. So there were matter even the second time around. Rabbi Meir says no same palm. If there's a no same palm, then it would be after. After sheni after no same palm. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon bar Yosef Kumer Hakodesh Kiminyanat. But when it comes, I should say it's a very strange change of ideas over here. Makodesh, meaning as many times as you do it, to me enough, as many times as you've counted it, it's always going to be awesome. Because it's remarkable when it comes to Kodesh. And Charatid Shavzav, and if you have a chamber pot that is used by a Zav, so that where all of his internal liquids are awesome. So Rishon, the first time you wash this out with water, the water is considered to be tamei, because we say there's still a little bit of urine, some liquid that is mixed in it. The sheni is tar. Mamed v'anamun b'shalo natan l'tokan mayim. Ava natan l'tokan mayim, afilu asiri tamei. If, and we're talking about over here, that's urinated directly into the chamber pot, and then you can wash it out and become tamei. But if there was originally water then, and then he urinated into the water, then the little bit of water is like min bamino. It'll always be there. We'll never see the water is disappearing. But even the 10 tank will still be out as long as it's wet. Rabbi Yudin Ba'ach, Rabbi Yossi Ba'chanina, the Shem Rabbi Yossi Ba'chanina, says, Pachot mitan notno b'miro, less than the shear in the Mishnah of Echad Mishmona B'shminis in 164th of a book, that you're not b'chuyah to be molested to a coin. Don't think that the Mishnah is only talking about that you're not supposed, you don't have to run after a coin to give it to, but you certainly can't take it for yourself. Not true. He can take it, he can put it into his own mare, and light his own mare of Shem and of Truma, and it would be mutter. Rabbi Yanai, the Shem Rim Yudin, says, the Oto today should take out the word Mabashel. The Oto today beta Kala. And I'm talking about burning over here, and that's what I got. If you're talking about Oakland as opposed to Shemen, the Mishnah shear of 164th of a lug is referring to liquid measure. But when it comes to Oko measure, the shear is a shear of a beta. The Gersa has a very good name of Vashel beta. It's talking about oil. So how did the Toma bitame? Hak to beta bitame. So what you're saying on over here, less than a shmona machine. Right, that you don't have to give it to him. That is talking about where the liquid that you were going to bring to Kohen anyway is coming. So it doesn't have the chashiva. And when we say the beta that we talked about also, that you don't have to bring it to him, what is that talking about? It's all talking about the tamei that doesn't have any use at all. Avotahara pilukoshu tzorasahavsa. Furthermore, it's only talking about demai. Avotahadai ben tamei ben tahar, ben roh, ben mat. Now, something must be wrong with the Gersa, because the Rambam paskins this just the opposite. Everybody asks for him from Yerushalmi. The Rambam says this doesn't apply to Vada. He must have had a different Gersa. It's not clear exactly what the changes were. Says the Mishnah Halacha Hey, Karshine Truma. Karshine Truma, I think in English they call it vetch. It's an animal feed. You can feed it directly to an animal. Now normally, you cannot feed truma to an animal if it's roi for an adam, because that's considered to be a hefzer. But over here, vetches are a very poor food for humans. The truth is, if it were only animal feed, the koala wouldn't even be roi for achila. It wouldn't have been chayim and truma at all. But since in times of duress, people will eat kashinim. So they were those who are truma on kashinim too. However, you're allowed to feed it to an animal. Because
it's skin of a fruit?
No. It's a very poor, grainy kind of thing.
Moderate.
Yeah, it's a
genuine growth.
Yeah, except it's a very low quality grain. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you're allowed to feed it to an animal, even though it's truma.
Mechatzila.
A kohen who rents it far from Yisrael. I'm sorry, Yisrael that rents it far from a kohen. So the kohen, Parah, has a right to eat truma. For he can therefore be ma'achila, kashine truma. He can feed that animal kashine truma because the kohen owns this animal. And, the reason that isn't he responsible to feed it? The fact we say that the kohen is happy that you should feed it with truma because you'll feed it more, you'll give it, you'll feel like it's not costing you, so what do you care? You'll take better care of the animal. But a kohen who rents an animal from a yisrael, apophishim is on the tail, Allah, even though he's responsible for feeding it, lo yachimeno kashime truma. He's not allowed to feed it kashime truma because the animal is also to eat the truma. In other words, only in the same way that a wife of a kohen eats truma, an animal in the hospital eats truma that belongs to the kohen. But over here, the animal is owned by the yisrael. So it's like feeding a czar truma. Same way, I don't give it to the owner. I don't give it to the owner's moment.
So the rent is considered the owner.
No, it's the opposite. The owner is the owner. I'm only a renter. I'm the coin. And therefore I cannot use my truma to give to an animal that belongs to the Tzar. Yisrael shesham parah mikohen. And Yisrael who makes an agreement of shuma. So over there he has, he accepts all of the affairs on him, they make a deal. It's like this is on bars of the shuma. We just had a lot of the cases in the Matia. Where you agree, okay, I'm taking this animal with the understanding the animal is worth $100. And no matter what happens to the animal, that $100 you have, I guarantee $100. If we sell it at the end of the year and we make some profit on it, then we split the profit. So at that point, since he's accepted the full akwayut, it belongs to him for all intents and purposes. And therefore, the Yisrael, it's the Yisrael's own animal at this point. And so the Yisrael was shampara, it's not allowed to feed a fresh nature. On the other hand, the opposite would be true of Kohen, that shampara mi Yisrael, since he is chayav ba'akla yutai, he becomes the equivalent of the owner. Therefore, ma'asi lakash in Yisrael, he could use truma, he's not a Kohen's animal. Matlikin is another mission, really, it should be. Matlikin shemen tzreif, ubefati knesiyot, ubefati medrashot, ubemevaot afemit. Even though there is no Kohen necessarily present, but anything that is a public usage that Kohanim come to is considered to be useful for Kohanim. And listen, you can't light a light without it being a light that many people use it. So if there's one Kohen who's going to use this light, so light it. In fact, there will be another thousand Zorim that are using the light. That's not a problem. Therefore, I can take Shemen Srefo, which is Shemen that's Tameh, and is only Roy to burn. So I can put in a lamp in a Beit Knesset, in a Beit Midrash, in an outdoor alleyway, which is Afel, because Kohanim will be walking by there and will be using it. Yagabe HaKolim, the Rishut Kohim, and you could use it also for people who are ill if there is a Kohen present. Bat Yisrael should be safe for Kohen. A Bat Yisrael is married to a Kohen, the Yilin Mudal of Oitolavia, and she often comes to visit her father, then he can be Madlik Bershuta. When she is around, he's allowed to be Madlik Shemitzrek. Madlikim Beteit HaMishteh, Avalo Beteit HaAva, the Rebbe Yehuda. You can light it in a place where Kohanim would be, like a Beit HaMishteh. When a Beit HaAva, you cannot light it. We'll see the reason is because the Avalim are generally not knocked on their clothes, but they've just torn. The clothes are dirty, and they're not allowed to clean it anyway, so they sit like slobs. In which case, they may handle the shemen and come to eat of it, and so on. So, but like this, once you light it, people aren't going to touch it in there, so there's no kashash. Now, the other says just the opposite. The Beit HaEvel, you can be lighting it, so the animal will be coming there. Havelov the Beit HaMishteh, but it's more likely that there will be a kishalon in the Kinnah Gemara. When the mayor of Sherkan Lekan, and Rabbi Shimon Matir, Kandakant, we have all four seasons. Although not Mishnah, Mishnah not Ovel, both neither. What's the Gemara? Minayim leparatosho kohen, shaita shuma eto Yisrael, she'ina ma'achila shuma. How do I know that a para that belongs to a kohen, but was taken with a responsibility to the Yisrael, that is not allowed to be the shuma, if the Kohen buys something which is his Kinyan Kaspo, so over here it's no longer the Kinyan Kaspo of the Kohen. It's now Kinyan to the Yisrael because he made a Shuma on it. To me, it should say over here like this. Tony, him Ochlin the Inabo Ima Ochel. And then back to what it says in Rosh. They are allowed to eat it. They and only they. It says the elite Beitel Hein Yochlu Belachmo. So only humans can eat from truma, not animals. Yochol, you might think that means that an animal cannot eat Lo Yachidenu, even Bekarshinim, even animal food that's almost exclusively for animals. Talmud Lomar Nefesh. Therefore, it says the whole Nefesh. Chol nefesh includes even a behema. So we're makalas between those foods that are meant for behema and those foods that are meant for other. In Others have the girsa that you might think that they can't eat kashinan and also tiltan, a clover, animal leaves, and they answer on tiltan. Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Tia, B'shem, Rabbi Yochanan, less than tiltan. Tiltan doesn't make sense to say over here tiltan, because that would imply that tiltan would be mutter for the animal. The Var Torah, because tiltan is considered to be minyaraisa chayavu, because it's a ma'akal adam. Therefore, if it's used as animal feed, even though it's very good animal feed, but nonetheless, it would be after a kuna, because it could be used for people. Lo kein tani, does it not say minayim lekoin shekana eved, u'yisrael bo shusakud, apilu ezem imeya bo, she'eno ma'afi, lo betruma. Does it not say that if a kohen buys something, if the Yisrael has even a small proportion, it's not considered to be the kinyan kasko, in which case, why do we say that the kohen, who is sham, the parami Yisrael, is allowed to feed a truma? Certainly the Yisrael has some chelik in it. I mean, it's a shukas. He actually owns the body. And he has a right to any profit that is. What do you think? Not even considered to be a shukas. Echad yimeya? I mean, well, it doesn't make sense. So why does the Mishnah say that at that point it becomes entirely the coin when even a shukafut of the coin when the Yisrael should offer him from feeding it kashim of truma? Tamuzomah, the Kohen ki yikneh. So how do you explain that? Says, Vakapar echad v'vakadu lo te'achal b'chumah. He says that in Akinami, there is a brisa that says that you cannot see this, and that are the gears that we have in the Mishnah. There's a difference in the brisa, whether it's a Kohen Shisham Yisrael, or whether it's Yisrael Shisham Yana Kohen. It's also Lashi or Truma, Gupa, because of its fire, because of Kohen Ki Yikneh. It has to be complete Kinyan, and it's not a complete Kinyan. Then he said, Babrik in Shaman Freyf of Abati Kinesh Yadu Gopi Mikrashav, Shimon Ba'aba Mishum Rabbi Yochanan says, King Matni, Tayora Mishnah is referring to, the way to read the Mishnah is the last part, the Agabe HaKolim Rishut Kohen. No, the first part we don't need the Rishut Kohen. It's only by the cholim that we need Rishut Kohen. Because the other place is a base on a base of Knesset, a base of a Medrash, or not a Mabot HaKolim. What do you need Rishut Kohen? The cholim. It could be that no cholim will come. The cholim there, you need Rishut Kohen. But don't think that Rishut Kohen goes back on all of the above. HaMatnita Kadmaita, the original part of the mission, which is referring to Bate Knesset, I feel over should go in. Over there, even if there's no going present, makes no difference. It's very interesting because there's a brisa that says better is not like this.
Sure, the Yishon doesn't even agree. Because the brisa doesn't even mention the cholim, and it only mentions the case about the Gresha, and it says we should go in. Certainly, it also should go in goes at all. Because of that, there are those who are in the prior submission, like not like the Yishon.
Rabbi should going on all things. Omer Rabbi Tia Barada.
So you did the city or a community where you know there's no you couldn't do it. You can't tell that, you know, you want to like this demonstration of Truma in the Dictionary. You know there's okay, it's going to come while the light is going.
Oh, you mean that there's no Kohen in the community at all? Then you know, it's not a din in Torah Harabim. It's a din in Torah Kohen. Yeah. And Matnit and Omer came and says the same thing. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped a piece over here. Tani Rabbi Chiya, Bikur HaKohen Ein Lo Shi'ur. There's no Shi'ur. You come back 100 times even. And it's furthermore, it says in the Brisa, I'm sorry, we could bring a riot to this from the fact that the Mishnah, Agabe HaKolim, Bershut Kohen. Why is it? Because Bershut Kohen means that the Kohen was already there once, and we lit it for him. So why are we allowed to leave it there? We should say, okay, but now he goes out, we should have to put it out. You see, from here, don't take for granted that even though he came once, he's going to have to come back again and again and again. No, but it says Rishis Kohen. We need the Rishis Kohen. Marco, once you get... Yeah, Marco, once you get... No. That once you got Rishis Kohen, it's enough. Even though he left. Because it must be that we're assuming he's coming back. If there weren't a din in Bikur Cholim, if Bikur Cholim meant go visit a person once, so then the Rishis Kohen wouldn't make any sense. We should say only the Malkum Kohen, not for Shushto. It must be that he's supposed to come back. The assumption is he'll come back again and again.
But you've already used it for him, so...
But why? Okay, but now why am I... I'm burning new oil. Right? It must be because it's always omeyed for the Kohen to come in. The Kohen was already guilty of mitzvah. You see, he was the answer to mitzvah. He's always on his coming. It's very cute to you.
What if he goes out, and the time that he's not there, it is a problem?
No, because he could come in a minute. It's like washing ourselves for Yom Tov. In other words, he's happy to leave. I always have this, my kids always have this argument with my wife. She's always yelling at them to turn off the electricity. Turn off the light. And they're saying, we like to walk into the room, no, there should be light there. She feel that it's exactly when you see a riot that they're right. They should keep the room lit so when the coin comes in, we have a lit room. You never know when you get a riot. Yeah, I'm sure. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Aboy Kami Rabbi there. Atkan, Atkidom, the Kubish and Naf Lalo, the Beit Avi Yimbo Kohen, is that I feel a ritual might close up. We're talking about burning oil. I mean, who does the oil belong to? Is it, we're talking about burning oil that you own of Truma, even though you're not a Kohen, you inherited your maternal grandfather who was a Kohen. How about if you're going now to take Truma off of your own bonin? So does this mean that you can take the oil and not give it to a Kohen at all and burn it? I mean, so then how did you, where's the Nesina to the Kohen? Maybe it really doesn't apply to that case. Who told you that it applies to that case? Maybe the Mishnah indeed only applies to a case where you inherit the truma. Because we're talking about the use, we're not talking about the mitzvah of the Nesina. We still need to be kind of mitzvah of the Nesina. That's a different issue.
You have to
give it to a Kohen. Yeah, so then you couldn't burn it. Here we're talking about a case of a guy's right to use it, not a Shabbos. Does he have a right, I mean, he has monetary right. Does he have a right to use it in the Beit HaKnesset? But a Beit HaKnesset can't say, okay, anybody who has Truma, donate your Shabbos, give it to us and we'll burn it. Well, how is he going to be able to see it in the Beit HaKnesset? There's not an alternative to giving Truma. It's just be fine, a use of Truma. Right? So that's exactly what Rabbi Zeira was saying. And who says that it refers to Truma Stone? It refers only to inherited Truma. Now Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Yossi argue about this also. Rabbi Yona to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yona made the assumption that Rabbi Yirmiyah makes, that it refers even to Truma Grono. Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Zeira was Rabbi Yossi, he says like Rabbi Zeira, namely that he says that it applies to Trumas Darn Bechlal. So now, Man the Amar, the Trumas Shanaflai should say, the one who says it's talking about the Trumas Shanafalomi Beit Avi Imo Kohen. So he will learn that the case Asya, so then it makes sense that we should now be Madlikit. It belongs to you. But what about, according to the other Man the Amar, the Man the Amar, the Trumat Gorno, if it's talking about even the Truma of your own personal Goran, how do you explain the fact that you can light it? Shouldn't it have to be Belokin in a Tzorich B'Shiya? Does he not have to be Mezakeh, the Kohen, to be Yotze, the Chiyah of a Messina? And says the Gemara, Omar Le, B'Mezakeh Lo Ayadeyacher. You do. You gave it to the, you give it to the Kohen with somebody else. You say like this, I have Truma. you be Zocha in this truma for such and such a calling, or for the calling. Now let's burn it, so that when they come, it'll be light here in the Beit HaKnesset. So that way I was Yotze, the Nisina, for the Kohen, by giving it to someone who'll be Konef for the Kohen's sake, and because it's Zechia. And once we have Shemit Reif, I have a right to burn it in the Beit HaKnesset, we said, because the Kohen Lamaita will be Zocha in it. Alright, I'm sure we'll leave it here, and yeah. And we got pretty close to the end of my thing.